This program is made possible by the IAAIS Program Share and produced by Mind's Eye Information Service, serving the St. Louis area. Mind's Eye, bringing the printed word to life.
Hello again, folks, and Merry Christmas, folks. Welcome to the Funny Pages on Mind's Eye Information Service. This is Bob Blanchard, your old funnies guy, and today we're going to be studying the comics in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the Belleville News Democrat. And I bet that we'll have quite a few comics concerning Christmas. Hope that you're going to have a really good Christmas and a good week ahead. Now, let's see what's going on in the world of Peanuts. That's Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the rest of the gang. Well, today we see Snoopy. Folks, it snowed really hard, really, and very thick and heavy and deep. And Snoopy's up on top of his doghouse. He doesn't have a bit of snow on him. I guess maybe he shook it all off. And he finally wakes up and says, "My stomach clock just went off. Charlie Brown should be going into the kitchen right now and getting out the dog food." Now he's opening up the can with the can opener. He's scooping it out and into my dish. Now he's adding a little water and stirring it around. The big moment is drawing near. He's walking across the kitchen to the back door. His hand is on the knob. It turns and the door opens. It's supper time, and he leaps off of the his doghouse, folks, and he lands right in the snow. And he says, "I think I need a new stomach clock." Folks, he woke up too early, I guess. He needs a new stomach clock. Well, now let's see what's going on with Charlie and Snoopy and the rest of the gang in the daily papers. That was in the Sunday News Democrat. And here in the daily papers, we see Snoopy sitting up on top of his doghouse this time, and he sees a little bird. It might be Woodstock. I'm not real sure. But he flies, and he lands right on top of the doghouse. And Snoopy says, "Poor guy, he's cold." And the little bird is just shaking and shaking. "He needs a bed with a warm blanket." And now, folks, Snoopy lies down on the his doghouse. And he's got his long beagle ear on top of the little bird to keep him the bird warm. And both of them have fallen asleep. Okay. That's Snoopy. He's a great guy, isn't he? That was very thoughtful of him. Now, let's see the next day. Here's Charlie Brown. And, folks, he's behind a little snow barricade, I guess. And behind him, he's got about 25 snowballs. He's ready. "Ready?" he says. And again he asks, "Ready?" And now, well, here's Linus. I guess they're going to have a big snowball fight. Linus is behind a little barricade. And folks, instead of about 15 or 20 snowballs, he must have 150. That his pile of snowballs is way up over his head. All right. Linus finally says, "Ready." Is he ever ready? Okay, now, here we go. The next day, we see Snoopy, and he's out on the pond skating. He's ice skating out there. And he says, "It's fun to come down here late at night and skate. This is the rink where I met that cute little girl beagle last winter. What memories. Why do I torture myself? I've got to forget her. I've got to skate. Skate, skate, skate." And he's racing around the pond, folks. He's really skating hard. But now he stops, turns around, and says, "I'll never forget her." Okay, and the next day, well, Charlie Brown's looking in the mailbox. There's nothing there. And he says, "Rats, I don't understand."